Last night, I was settling in to relax and watch Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors. And I made a mistake. I casually started checking Twitter.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Never look at... No, no, not...
I should know better by now. But what happened was that President Donald Trump had just announced that he was threatening to impose new tariffs on all products imported from Mexico, unless Mexico would do more to stop the flow of Central American migrants from entering the U.S. via the border that Mexico shares with the U.S. I was blown away by this announcement. I wasn't sure what to make of it, and I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come clean. I was shocked. I was very surprised. There may have been some expletives uttered when I realized my evening wasn't going to be a relaxing one.
This is Soumaya Keynes. She is the U.S. economics and trade editor at The Economist. And Soumaya says there is a lot about President Trump's announcement that was surprising and confusing. The timing, the goals, the politics, the implementation, and whether the president even has the legal authority to do this.
In other words, I knew the minute I saw the announcement as I was watching basketball that we would have to do a trade explainer episode on The Indicator today. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, Soumaya Keynes explains five things to know about President Donald Trump's shocking threat to raise tariffs on Mexico. And Cardiff, you can't leave us hanging. Did you watch the game?
Mildly annoyed, but yeah, I watched the game.
Who won?
Toronto.
Was that the team you wanted to win?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
You were rooting for Canadians? That's very Uzmaka.
Yes,
USMCA, that's the new.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The new. That is very.
It is very trade appropriate. It's thematic.
That is very trade appropriate, yeah.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company working to make carbon capture technology more efficient and affordable so it can be deployed at industrial sites worldwide. Find out more at energyfactor.com. Support also comes from Google. From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of businesses are using Google tools to grow online. Learn how Google is supporting businesses in your state at google.com/economic impact.
Okay, let's do this. Five things to know about President Donald Trump's new tariff threat against Mexico.
First, in the ranking of countries that trade the most with the United States, Mexico is pretty high on the list, as The Economist Soumaya Keynes tells us.
How important is Mexico to U.S. trade?
Mexico is pretty important. In dollar terms, I'd say it's in the top one.
Top one of one.
Top one of one.
Top one of one.
Exactly.
That's a great indicator. So when you combine all the imports that Americans have bought from one country this year and all the exports that America has sold to the same country, Mexico is the single biggest U.S. trading partner. And by raising tariffs on Mexican goods, those goods will become more expensive for Americans to buy.
Plus, Soumaya says, Mexico is especially important to the U.S. auto industry. And Mexican factories, they don't just sell cars and car parts to the U.S., they also use American parts in putting together those cars and car parts. So by taxing Mexican auto imports, the U.S., in a weird circular way, is taxing some of its own products.
There was actually a recent paper by someone called Alonso de Gortari at Princeton University, and he found that 30% of the value of manufactured products that Mexico was sending to America was actually American value.
So that is the first thing to know. Mexico and the U.S., unsurprisingly, trade a lot with each other. And tariffs will make a lot of Mexican goods more expensive here in the U.S. Now, here is the second thing to know about President Trump's threat. The tariffs start small, and then they gradually get bigger. President Trump is using the tariffs to apply pressure to the Mexican government because he is unhappy with the number of migrants crossing from Mexico into the United States.
He is saying that unless the Mexicans solve the so-called crisis at the border, he will impose a tariff of 5% from June 10th, and that tariff will rise by 5 percentage points each month until it will hit 25% by October.
And those tariffs are on all Mexican goods sold into the U.S.?
Everything.
But Soumaya says there are not many details on exactly what the Mexican government has to do for President Trump not to impose these tariffs. On a call last night, the head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security did mention a few possible things, like that Mexico should increase security at its border with Guatemala, which is where a lot of those migrants enter Mexico on their way to the U.S., and also that Mexico should do more to stop criminal organizations from smuggling migrants to the U.S. But nothing very precise. The details are still kind of vague.
Next up, the third thing to know about President Trump's threat. It's a little hazy whether the president actually has the legal authority to implement these tariffs.
This is a new one for him. He
really?
Yeah, it is. He's found a way. So he used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
The International Emergency Economic Powers Act. That's just IEPA to trade policy nerds like Sumeya and Stacey and me. Maybe we're the only three. It's the law that the president is invoking to justify these tariffs. And what the president is doing is essentially declaring a state of emergency because of what he believes is a crisis on the southern border.
But the IEPA does not actually say anything about using tariffs or import taxes specifically to solve a national emergency. So the legality of these tariffs could be challenged in U.S. courts, maybe by businesses who don't want to pay more for their imports, or maybe by politicians who disagree with the president's decision.
I guess the two arguments would be, well, on the one hand, this act doesn't actually explicitly mention import restrictions or duties. Now, the Constitution is supposed to hand the ability to apply tariffs to Congress, not the president. So perhaps there'll be an argument that the president has overstepped. On the other hand, historically, the courts have basically given the president quite a lot of discretion when interpreting what counts as an emergency. And so it's very possible that yes, that the courts will allow him to do this.
So it's a little bit uncertain right now whether or not the president can follow through on the threat he made last night.
The legal arguments are untested. I expect they will be tested.
The fourth thing to know about the president's threat to impose new tariffs on Mexico, the timing is really weird. I mean, it seemed like peacetime between neighbors. Just a few weeks ago, President Trump had removed the aluminum and steel tariffs that he had previously imposed on Mexico and Canada.
Plus, the Trump administration had already agreed to a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. This was the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which is supposed to replace the old agreement NAFTA and keep tariffs low between the three countries. But the USMCA still does need to be confirmed by the U.S. Congress, the Canadian Parliament, and the Mexican Senate. And President Trump's new threat to Mexico seems to undermine the probability of those things happening.
This is sending a message to the Mexicans that the USMCA is just not worth the paper it's written on. A trade deal is supposed to be an agreement between members of the deal that you will not put tariffs on each other. And Donald Trump has clearly broken the spirit of that agreement. What's the point of doing a trade deal or spending political capital to pass a trade deal if the president is just going to tweet out something that just rips through the agreement?
So why would the president do this, especially now?
From what I'm hearing, this is a case of not all bits of the Trump administration being fully aligned. It was kind of embarrassing that The USMCA was sent both to the American Congress and also sent to the Mexican Senate for approval on the day that the president made this tariff announcement.
This is an example of President Trump using trade policy to pursue an agenda, in this case an immigration agenda, that is not in itself related to trade.
And doing that undermines the very rules that are meant to govern the global trading system.
Because it's supposed to, you know, keep trade in its own lane, as it were, and say, well, I'm going to stick to these rules as long as you stick to these rules. Obviously, if America is bringing trade into all these other realms, then what's to stop other countries doing the same thing?
So that's it. The five things you need to know about President Trump's announcement. And if you can't get enough trade policy,
or if you just need something to do during commercials, during the commercials of a basketball game.
Yes, exactly. We highly recommend Sumeya's own podcast, Trade Talks, which she co-hosts with Chad Baum, another friend of the show. This podcast was produced by Willa Rubin and fact-checked by Emily Lang. The Indicator is a production of NPR.